Good morning. This is your security briefing for Friday, January 23rd, 2026, covering four articles analyzed overnight. All attribution is by the article authors. All article analysis is automated.
Okta reports that attackers are deploying advanced phishing kits that synchronize with live phishing calls to bypass MFA protections. The kits enable real-time browser manipulation during phone calls, allowing attackers to intercept credentials and trick users into approving fraudulent MFA prompts targeting Google, Microsoft, Okta, and cryptocurrency platforms.
The United States Department of Justice announced that two Venezuelan nationals were convicted for their involvement in an ATM jackpotting scheme and are set to be deported. The scheme involved manipulating ATMs to dispense cash fraudulently, representing a physical cybercrime operation targeting financial infrastructure.
Control-Alt-Intel has identified a suspected state-affiliated threat actor deploying KazakRat, a Windows-based remote access Trojan, in a campaign ongoing since August 2022. The malware targets entities in Kazakhstan and Afghanistan, with additional targeting of extremist groups in Uzbekistan and Syria using modified Android spyware.
NIST is revising Special Publication 800-82 to provide updated guidance on operational technology security for sectors including energy, manufacturing, and transportation. The revision incorporates emerging technologies such as AI and machine learning, zero trust, IoT, digital twins, and 5G, while addressing the evolving OT cybersecurity threat landscape.
That concludes today's briefing.